In the studio with me today is Marshall Savinsky, the chief of police for the Hayward Police Department, and we are going to talk about everything carry and open carry, and that considers a handgun carrying permitting here in the state of Wisconsin, because a lot of things, I've seen a couple of things happening, especially with the open carry privilege that we have in the state of Wisconsin. You know, sometimes you wonder, should you really? Yes, you can, but should you? Type of question. Because in today's society, if someone sees a handgun on someone's hip openly down Main Street or into a store, what's their first thing that they're going to respond to? They're going to go right to the end thing and assume that person's in there for a shooting, even though the weapon's not drawn. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice right to have in the States here, but you know, it's an assumption that people maybe have a bad interpretation of.
Right.
And you know, those who do conceal carry, they're going about it the right way. They're taking courses and they are they're trying to learn more about what they can and cannot do. So we get it every once in a while. People reach out to us at the City of Hayward Police Department and ask if they should report this or if it's suspicious in any manner. And what we do, what you need to do, if we do find it suspicious, we'll go talk to someone. But it is the right for someone to carry in the state of Wisconsin. So
Marshall, you brought into our studio here a guest with you that you say is all things carry or non-carry or open carry or open bottle. No, not open bottle, but
yep, that's right. This is
introduce Jenny for us.
I brought with me Jenny Hull. She's a concealed carry weapons instructor here and kind of my go-to person when I have questions about what people can and cannot do. So,
well, Jenny, first start off about your concealed carry business and
yes.
Let us know, do you have classes coming up?
Yes. Okay, so I've been doing the concealed carry classes for about a year and a half in the Spooner and Hayward area. Lately, probably this last almost year, primarily at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club.
Yeah.
And I have a class. My next class will be September 20th.
Okay.
And I also have a class October 11th. And both of those will be at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club.
Okay. So what is the law for carrying a sidearm in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, in the state of Wisconsin, you can open carry and you do not have to have a permit for that. In order to conceal carry, you do have to have a conceal carry license. And there's many different avenues to be able to get that license. You can take a class with a certified instructor. If you've had your hunter safety, that's another way that Wisconsin allows. What I've found is a lot of people obviously will have their hunter safety, but they want more information about the laws.
Yeah.
And you're going to get that by taking the class. So they still take the class and we go over, it's about a 4-hour class in classroom. And then if they're also going for their Minnesota, then we go to the range, and there has to be a live fire component
okay.
to obtain your Minnesota.
Yeah. So what questions do you get a lot from people who are taking your class, people who know who you are and what you do? What are the common questions they get about concealed carry or open carry?
Well, I think one of the things that probably scares people the most about carrying is if they're in an incident, a self-defense incident. And I get more questions about that than anything.
Okay.
And what I explain to people is, first of all, you have to know the laws where you are, because we have reciprocity with many other states.
True.
And if you're going to carry in other states, you need to know those laws.
Right.
And there's an app that I can provide them that gives them that basic information, which is amazing. But as far as what's going to happen, I will walk them step by step, you know, if there's an incident, what to do from the point where they have to call 911 until law enforcement arrives and going through the process of possibly being arrested. Because that's one of the things I say is if there is a self-defense situation, you should factor in your own arrest because you don't know what's going to come out initially or even just being detained while law enforcement has to investigate.
And that's a good question for Marshall. If you get a phone call, you know, from a local store here and said, hey, 911's calling you. There's been a shooting at this store. and you walk into this scenario, you see somebody with a holstered weapon, and I'm assuming that you teach that when you are done, yeah, you holster your weapon, you have your hands cleared when that officer comes in. Is it common practice then to arrest who's ever involved in that and let the courts figure that out, or what's your idea?
It certainly depends on exactly how it was dispatched out okay. to us. If there was a shooting, it'd be all hands on deck and you know, right. blocking off a street or whatever needs to happen. But definitely depending on the scenario, maybe, because a lot of times when we get dispatched to a place, we don't know exactly what happened until we show up. So
right. yeah.
The more that somebody, if they did call an incident like that, could provide us with more details, the better it would be, I guess. But, you know, like Jenny said, if there was an issue involving a shooting, you know, you have to kind of almost expect yourself to be detained until we know exactly what's going on.
Sure. Yeah. So Jenny, we talked about if you find yourself in an incident where you did fire your weapon, you know, I was told in a class that you reholster that weapon and you have your hands clear, knowing that police are coming. But, well, Jenny, if people want more information about this, how can they reach you?
Okay, I'm on the USCCA website because I'm a certified instructor through them, but I also have my own website, which is www.ontargetnorthwoodsdefense.com. It's kind of wordy, ontargetnorthwoodsdefense.com. And they can also reach me through my cell phone, which is 715-558-8312.
All right, very good. Well, Marshall and Jenny, thank you for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.